Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together again as we conclude another week's worth of broadcasting on this station. But I'm glad you were able to join me today, and I'd just like to conclude some of the thoughts I've been sharing this week about the truth of God, His what He's doing in this hour, His building, His progression of truth, and that we don't need to get stuck in the past, but we need to be open to what the Spirit of the Lord is doing right now. And beloved, He's pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh, as He prophesied in Joel, the second chapter. And we are indeed coming close to that time when Christ shall appear and the will of the Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we see prophecy fulfilled, as we see the signs of the times, as we hear what's coming on the world, the things that are happening, we know that the second coming of Jesus Christ draws nigh. And beloved, it's so important that we don't get caught up in the trappings of churchianity, the things of flesh, in denominations, but it's the person of Christ that we must be drawn to. I shared on yesterday's broadcast, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Not ministries, not churches, not programs, not denominations, but if Jesus will be lifted up, He'll draw all men to Him. So it's to the person of Christ that we must be drawn until we are actually so in union with Him that we will, as the scriptures say, that life we now live in the flesh, we live not tomorrow, but now we live by the faith of the Son of God who made this life gloriously possible by dying our death on Calvary. His life lived out in us will animate our actions, motivate our words, and energize our service until we not only live in Him, but, oh, beloved, He gloriously lives out His life in us. That's something to get excited about. I feel the presence and the anointing of the Lord. He reveals His will in us and through us, and we're constrained by His love. Burdens then become light as a feather. Somehow the things that used to trouble you, they just won't trouble you. And tears, well, they're turned into pearls. The song in the night will be as beautiful as the song in the day. And wealth, beloved, will be measured not by the size of one's earthly bank account, but by the extent of the riches that we have in Him. The sweetest, the richest peace the world has ever known is peace with God. The indwelling of the crucified Savior in all His glorious fullness. That's the divine requisite to this experience. It's wonderful to read, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." It's wonderful to read that as a doctrine, but, oh, beloved, it's a far greater thing to read it in terms of human experience, to walk in it. Can anything under the sun compare with the tranquility and the peace of soul which has entered into such glorious rest? Do you think it could be purchased by 1,000 lifetimes, though every day be crammed full of service? Could it be fabricated in the industries of human endeavor or molded by the hands of toil? Can anything compare with the tranquility of the justified soul which has entered into the spiritual experience of complete rest and complete trust in Jesus, and who because of that stands now, not in the future, but here and now in the present, completely and absolutely justified before God. Oh, beloved, rest like this could not be the product of man's labor. It could not be God's seal upon man's integrity or his character. No, it can only be in the complete and absolute perfection of that blessed Redeemer, of that Jesus who by taking our death made it possible for us to receive his life. Beloved, Jesus is the answer to every question. He's the solution to every problem. There is to be found in him rest and peace, not only from the noise and hubbub of the machinery of the world in which we live, but also from the contending ecclesiastical systems which in themselves and by themselves can never satisfy the longing and craving of the human heart. This is the hour of which Jesus himself spoke through John the Beloved in Revelation, the 3rd chapter and 20th verse. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." What beautiful divine fellowship. Oh, beloved, do you hear him knocking on the door of your heart? How erroneously we have applied this appeal of Jesus in the wrong way and at the wrong time. We've made it applicable to the hearts and lives of those in other ages, but he's knocking right now. And it's not only at the door of the heart of the sinner that he stands, but he's also at the door of those whose hearts, who profess to be his church. Are we ready to move on with the Lord? Are we ready to walk that adventurous, exciting daily walk of being led by the Spirit? Hallelujah. He's given us such a high and a holy calling. And you know, as I was preparing for this broadcast, I really felt by the Spirit that so many that are listening right now, you just need a lift from him. And the Lord quickened this scripture to share with you, Ephesians 3 and 20. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that is working in us. Oh, beloved, I can feel the anointing of God flowing on this broadcast. It's almost overwhelming. I can see God's word as I'm in the Word. I see it from a vantage point and a viewpoint that I've never seen it before. His Word, beloved, is alive. And there's such a clear vision of what God wants to do in the days ahead. And I believe we stand on the very threshold of new breakthroughs, the things that we've hoped for in days and in years past. Hallelujah. There's just such a power of God present on this broadcast, and I believe he wants to impart new strength to you in his presence and in his anointing. I feel that some of you have just given and given of yourself until there's times you just feel drained and you just, you know, feel like that now. But another scripture I'd like to share with you, and that is the word says to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Beloved, we're in a new day and in a new hour of victory. And you know, not everyone's going to go all the way with the Lord. That's true. Some loved ones, they're just dragging their feet. They just don't understand. But you know, it's because Jesus is knocking on the door of our hearts. And you know, you can't open for somebody else. We can only open the door of our own heart, but we can pray for them. But beloved, as we, you and I, move on together, we're going to see greater and greater demonstrations of God's power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to obey the Lord. I feel he wants to speak a prophetic word. For the word of the Lord would declare to you this day, beloved, that I am raising up a mighty army that shall not be defeated in battle. No, this army shall be clothed with the whole armor, and they shall be experiencing an impartation of faith that will defy the darkness, and my light shall spring forth as a dawning of a new day for my children. Beloved, you are in this army. You have a position of power as my child. You are one of those lights in the world as a part of my body in the earth. You are that light, that city set upon a hill that cannot be hid. My light shining through you shall dispel the darkness, and many shall be brought into salvation and my life because of you. Lo, when the enemy tries to discourage you, praise me, for in the hour of testing, I shall be your shield and your buckler and the lifter up of your head, says the Lord. Satan does not want you to be happy and full of joy. I do. I am sending forth my spirit upon you like a mighty wind, my beloved. I want to fill you with my joy. Nothing can withstand my anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of my presence, because of my anointing working within you. My grace is freely given and is working in your behalf, beloved. Put all your burdens on me. Cast your cares upon me, says the Lord of hosts, and I shall sustain you in the days to come. Fear not the hour that is coming upon the earth, for I shall be with my people. I shall be a refuge, and I shall be a hedge round about to protect and to fight for you. Yea, I shall fight for you as you have never seen before. Believe me, beloved, for I strengthen your faith even now, says the Lord, and as you stand in that strength and faith, you shall see the Lord go before you, and then you shall not fear the arrow that flieth by day nor the terror by night, but lo, I am with you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Lo, fear not, I am with you, and I will perfect that which concerns you, says the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, I receive that, and I pray the listening audience, Lord, every heart will receive that word of comfort and strengthening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Excuse me. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and I must close now and bring this broadcast to an end for today. So what I'd like to do is give you an opportunity to get paper and pencil ready. The announcer will give you that address, but I would like to offer to you, I just felt led a few days ago to offer a cassette tape of my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, which he preached in the late 70s. It's absolutely amazing. I couldn't believe it as I heard it. It's like, good heavens, if he was alive today, he'd be preaching it. So I invite you to request Woe Upon Woe, addressing the energy issue, the things that we're facing today, very timely. Just requested. I'll put it in the mail free of charge. Till next week, this is Sister Glass.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.